Thank you. My name is Adiso. I'm a graduate student at Texas Tech. I would like to present our work on evaluation of the stability of HBI fiber gram. Of course, this work will be after Abu Said, and anyway, I will give you some background about some works. So as Doug said before, the length distribution is very important to for textile industries and breeders. And we would like to add one more instrument, that is high volume instrument, which also has a potential to provide the fiber length distribution. So HBI, they have different principles, the HBI and the FEs. The HBI is a bundle tester. It can provide a fibrogram, and the FEs is individual tester, which provide a complete length distribution. So I will focus on HBI because this is the most commonly used instrument by cotton industries. Of course, it is equally important for cotton breeders. And these measurement of the HBI is based on the fibrogram principles. As compared to the previous length distribution, which is said, explained by Zach, this is very simple, and you can get these data quickly. So as you see the principles here, we can look here. The three letters A, we can put the sample, the raw samples here, and then the comb will pick the random samples and it forms a beard, and that beard will be brushed here in the B, and then extraneous material and those of loose fibers can be removed, and the beard will be parallel, and after that, this will be scanned, and then the HBI develops the fibrogram. So this fibrogram, as you see here, this is, of course, the standardized attenuated light, and this is also proportional to the number of fibers. And this is the displacement of the length, and we can have the information of the length distribution. But the problem of HBI, as mentioned earlier, it just reports only two values. That is the upper half mean length and the uniformity index. The uniformity index is the ratio of the mean length to the upper half mean length. And this value, as you see here, in the inception of HBI, the mean length was expected to be 50% span length, and that of upper half mean length is 2.5. But actually, what we are getting is 7.8 and 1.8% span length. So as you see here, they are representing the longer fibers. That's one limitation that we can see here. And they are highly correlated. I think I saw one presentation yesterday in the measurement. Even the correlation coefficient is 75. So that's we can see that we are duplicating almost the same information. So what is the solution behind? That leads us our recent research on findings on fibrogram. So our team were trying to answer whether we could have information that would be important to improve the yarn prediction. I could say, yes, Mr. Said, the one who is presenting next, we have a way to extract the fibrogram from HBI. And the models, which is developed using the HBI information, the length distribution, is as good as that of AVs. So that's the interesting part. So the next step would be at this table, this measurement. That's my work. So we are working on that, and we set two objectives. The first objective is just to see whether this is stable or not, the measurement. And the other thing, if it is stable, can we have a way to calibrate these things? I think some question was raised before, and we are just thinking a simple way to calibrate this thing. Yes, if you were trying to the entire fibrogram, that would be a bit complex, and that would be difficult to do that out of the lab work. So we are thinking that, but for today, I will focus on the stability of HBI fibrogram for both short-term and long-term. So we took six raw samples representing a wide range of length variations, and we conditioned all these stuffs at a standard temperature, 21 plus or minus 1 degree Celsius, and that of 65. And we took several measurements for both short term and long term. We did for a short term measurement for 2 weeks, and for long term that of 8 weeks. So we have taken that and all these experiments in our FEBRI in one HEBI to avoid the problems between the instruments. And after that, we took, of course, 10 replication for each test. We extract the, we retrieve the fibrogram and extract the data. That's the using the MATLAB, which is developed by Abu Said, we're going to present later. And we average these 10 replications to see the stability. So to simplify our analysis, we just select 12 span lengths on the entire fibrogram. So, and we use descriptive statistics and t-test and confidence interval regressions to, for evaluating our result. So this is an example. I just take only 2 span lengths, but we did the same thing for entire 12 span lengths. So as you see here, just to see for 50% we have corresponding length, and for 40% span length, percent span length we have corresponding. We took this one and we compare for the entire testing period for each span length. So, and from these figure, as you see, we have about 36 data point, and we compared that for each span length and for the six for the six samples. So, and we did a regression equation for this one, and we took the slope of that, and we see with 95 confidence interval whether that's zero or not. So as you see in this table, it is all the slopes are zero, not only for this sample, for the entire short-term measurement. So that is one way to show the stability, and we don't have that much trend. And the other thing is we also look the long term in similar way, and for 8 weeks, and this is about 15 data points because we took 2 measurements every week, and the same result we found for long term as well. So the slopes are zero, and the other thing is whether these data are spread or something like that. So we saw the variability for the entire period. So we expect that below 5% in most cases the CV is acceptable, but in this case, if you see for all the samples for the entire testing period for both short term and long term, we are below 5%. And the interesting part also here is that you see after 40% span length that belongs to the short fiber, but the rest even below 2%. So that's a good thing that we saw here. This is just to show you the fibrogram. And then when we do this one, we took different samples, several. We test this also in several samples, having a wide range of variability. And we compare the existing upper half mean length uniformity index with the other part of the fibrogram. So you can see the ranking is different. We are doing just making a decision based on upper half mean length. So if you see these two samples, as for illustrating a just problem, but we do it for several samples, B and A, we can choose A based on the result what we have. But if you see in the other side, the decision is different. So we can we find divergent information in this because of the crossing here. So if you see different samples, they can cross over one with the other, and the information in this short fiber side, that's the problem maker in textile industries, they are different. That's why we need a complete distribution, of course. So these differences are statistically significant. So this is one important part that we find during our study. Overall, in conclusion, the extracted length measurement for HBI fibrogram, in our case, is stable over for short term and long term. and we can also capture unique variability in the entire span length. So that's why, by the way, that's the leading. We are going to do a calibration. Then this would be a good thing to begin with. So the future would be a calibration procedure that we will going to start to explore for the future use of the five program. Thank you. If you have any question, you're welcome. And the other things, this is a reference, sorry. I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated for financing our project.